Good morning, my friend. In this episode, I want to talk to you about how to stop overthinking what to use for a lead magnet and just create one that we know will work. And here's the exact strategy of how you can do this.
We aren't like other MLMers who have to beg, bug, and chase friends to join a business. And we aren't desperate enough to turn our newsfeed into a billboard just to make a quick buck. In this podcast, you're going to see how real marketers like you and I build a profitable business inside MLM without all the fake it till you make it bullshit. My name is Trey Bear, and you're listening to MLM Misfits Podcast.
Okay, my friend, I'm excited to talk to you this morning. So, lead magnets. I get this question so much because, I think people tend to overthink, well, what should I create for a lead magnet? What if it doesn't work? What if no one wants it? What if I spent all this time and it sucked? What if it did awesome and everybody wants it and I can't handle how awesome it is? All the questions, all the thoughts, all the limiting beliefs, it's just outrageous. Lead magnets are not that difficult, and they're really not that difficult to create. Back in the day, I used to have to hire people out to create them. I'd have this idea, I'd write it all out, type it all out, what I wanted, and then they'd have to go put it all together. And it used to cost me maybe $50-$100 at the time, maybe a little bit more than that, just for like a simple little lead magnet. But today, like canva.com, shit, you can open up your phone and shoot a video, and you can just upload on YouTube, and anybody who opts in will get that training. Like, today, it's just ridiculous. It's just unbelievable how simple it is. But it's also easy to see how people just overthink this, and it's not that difficult. So ideally, the strategy is that for a lead magnet to be successful, you have to show people how to get a result. That's why people opt in. They're saying, if I give you my name and email, by opting in, you're going to give me a quick fix, a solution. You're going to help me solve this problem. And so, like, your target market has a problem. What is it? For network marketers, what's their big problem? I need more leads, I need more customers, and I need more people to join my team. That's what they're like. How can I get more of those? Or maybe you're in health and wellness. How do I drop some weight to get back into the body that I want? Maybe you're in credit repair. I want to fix my credit. Like, I can't get approved to get this house. I can't get approved to get this car. I have shit credit. How do I fix my credit? Whatever it is, think about your target market. What's the problem that they have? Okay. What's the big problem that they want? And so if you think about it, like, okay, well, they want this. Okay. So if you were to write out the steps of how to do this, what would it look like? For example, how to create your own brand, or how to get a customer in MLM. Like, what would the process be? Well, number one is I would probably have them create some kind of a curiosity post that gets people reaching out to them. Okay, what's the next step? Well, after they've got people reaching out to them, they're probably going to need to learn how to communicate and close that prospect so they become a customer. Okay, what about after that? How to help their customer with the product so they get the best results. Okay, after that, I don't know, how to share what their results online so that it can help you get more customers. I don't know. Like, do you see how there's just a step one, step two, step three? How do I drop 10 pounds? So if I had to drop 10 pounds in the next 2 weeks, what would the exact process that I do? I think in my head, okay, number one, I got to get really good food. Number two, I need to exercise daily. Number three, I need to hydrate and drink water, a lot of it. Number four, I got to stretch, right? So it prevents me from having any injuries. So that's like step one, step two, step three, step four, right? If I had to drop 10 pounds. So if you know how to do something and your target market is like, hey, how do I do that? Can't you just figure out in a step one, step two, step three, step four, and boom, now you have like a step-by-step process of this is exactly what you need to do. It doesn't need to be mind-blowing. Like, to drop 10 pounds, not that difficult. Like, let's just be honest. To drop 10 pounds, if I said, hey, I'm going to give you $1,000 for you, if you drop 10 pounds the next 2 weeks, guarantee you could probably figure it out. I need to stop eating shit food. I need to work out. I need to sweat. And I need to replace that sweat with more and more water to keep my metabolism running, right? Like, you're probably like, yeah, no brainer, right? There's some people out there like, yeah, but that's the essential step-by-step plan, okay? If I had to show people, here's how to create a brand. Here's how to grow your Instagram. Here's how to get out of debt. Here's how to whatever it is, there would be a step one, step two, step three, step four. Okay. Now you're probably wondering, okay, well, Trey, it seems kind of vague. And what if I just spill out all of those things, then they're going to know how to drop weight and they don't need to buy my product. Okay. All you need to do is take one of those steps and then you could turn that into a lead magnet. For example, let's go back to the drop 10 pounds in 2 weeks example. Okay. So I said, step one, get better food, go to the grocery store and get really good food. Number two, exercise. Number three, drink water. Number four was, make sure that you stretch to prevent injury, right? And so if I take step one and I'm like, okay, that was get good food. What's the process of getting good food? This is what you could turn into a lead magnet. So the question is, well, what food should I eat? Well, how do I cook the food? Well, how do I store the food so it doesn't go bad? Oh, now that I've got the food, when do I eat the food? Number five is, how much food should I eat? Should I portion it out? Number six, what happens if I want a cheat meal? Do you see how all these freaking questions in that one step of go get good food, you can now turn into a lead magnet? That's not that difficult. What food should I eat? You should eat less carbs and more, I don't know, high fat or high protein or high vegetables, less carbs. That's going to allow you to, you know, drop, cut the carbs, you drop the weight. Okay. How do I cook the food? Like this. Here, I'll give you some video tutorials to show you exactly how to take the food that you just bought off of the grocery list and now cook this food, right? How do I store it? In these Tupperware dishes right here. It's not that difficult. When do I eat this food? Have breakfast, bigger meal, then a snack, then lunch, then snack, then, you know, this meal, right? Do you see how they could easily take this one little step and really zoom into it? And see, okay, this. Like, I've got six different things out of this, out of get good food, right? You could take the next thing, exercise. Okay, what workout should I do from home? Like, what workout should I do? When should I do them? When should I have a cheat or a break? On what days should I do what exercises? On Mondays, do chest and tries. On Tuesdays, do legs. On Wednesdays, do back and biceps. You know what I'm saying? Those simple things will allow people to take one little thing and expand upon it so you can have a really in-depth, great lead magnet that again, might come, like if you're in the health and wellness industry, you're like, yeah, but this shit comes second nature to me and you don't understand how much you actually know about your thing, right? So that's what I've got for you. So take that first step. Take the first step of how to drop 10 pounds and turn that into a lead magnet. Take the first step of how to get a customer in MLM and turn that into a lead magnet. So curiosity posts, here are 20 different types of curiosity posts that you can be making to get people reaching out to you. Boom, there's your lead magnet. Here are the exact words of what to say and how to communicate and how to close, the exact scripts that I've used to recruit, you know, 7 customers in 1 month, right? Here, boom, 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 step by step. And you can turn that into a really simple template. And look, you can make this even crazier and you could be like, look, here's how to store these scripts onto your phone so that when you type the word script one, boom, automatically the script, the whole thing pops up on your iPhone. You see what I'm saying? Like, you can make this so in-depth and so cool for people to be like, oh my God, I got so much value out of such of a simple fucking thing. So, my friend, you know a lot of information. You know how to get your target market the result that they want. You just need to stop overthinking it. Break it down step by step. If my person wants this result, here's what I have to teach them how to do. And the rest of the steps, you could even monetize. Like I said, the first one was like, get good food. That could be your lead magnet. You can show them what food, how to cook it, how to store it, when to eat it, how much to eat, what to do on cheat days, or what to do for cheat meals, or 17 different sweet treats that you can have that so allows you to stay on your food. Like, that could be one lead magnet. And then you can say, you want some simple exercise you could do from home? Here's an exercise program that I did. Like, if your company doesn't have an exercise program, like workout DVDs and stuff like that, you could create your own. I remember I went to a gym one day and all I did was I had Kaylee following around on the camera and I did like 10 different bicep exercises, 10 different leg exercises, 10 different shoulder exercises, and I did all of them. And I turned that into I think I actually turned that into lead magnet, but I didn't have to. I could show like all the different exercises in like, and they weren't like long videos. It was like 5 second, 10 second things being like, take this weight and do fucking this with it. and then this with it, and then this with it, like simple exercise. And then I put together the exact workout routine. It was like, okay, now that you know what the exercises are, here's your routine that you do it. So now you've got a full workout program, and you can monetize it. You can sell that for $40 if you wanted to, right? And boom, you're monetizing. And then the next step could be like, hey, you want some a shake that goes with it that's going to, you know, your body doesn't get this. The grocery stores don't have all these nutrients. There's actually 170 different nutrients in here that, that'll cost you over $1,000 to get at a grocery store. But luckily, you won't have to. You drink it in this simple shake and your body gets exactly what it needs to help you lose weight, have the energy, all the things, right? Boom. 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 I don't know. This is the stuff that comes simple to me because I've been doing it for a long time. I've been coaching a lot of people on how to do it, but I wanted to get on here and share it with you. The biggest thing you need to do, though, is just to stop overthinking it and just do it. Put it together, wrap a funnel around it. When people opt in, name and email, boom, automatically get sent out to them. If you want to learn how to do that, my friend, I would highly recommend you get into what's called my MLM Leads Challenge. It's going to help you generate leads and turn those leads into customers and automate this system so that you can have more time doing the things that you love to do, because I know you didn't get into this your company and into your thing so you could just mass message random people and get bogged down. You want a business, but you don't want to be in your business. You want to work on your business, but not be in your business. If that's you, highly recommend you have a system that's going to help you generate those leads and turn those leads into customers. Go over to themlmchallenge.com and you'll be able to actually, is it the MLM challenge? Let me have this. Let me make sure. You know what? Just go over there. I'm sure I'll have an outro by the end of this podcast. You'll be able to hear exactly how to go get your hands on that thing. It's a damn good challenge. It's a 5-day challenge. It's absolutely going to help you. Highly recommend it. Go over there now, and you'll hear how to get to all that stuff. I'll see you there.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of MLM Misfits Podcast. And listen, it's no secret that MLM is changing. The whole game of network marketing is changing, and for the good. And I don't want you to miss it. So listen, I'm running this live webinar where I'm going to teach you how to recruit rock stars in your downline on autopilot without having to send any prospecting messages and without having to sacrifice your life for menial success. If you want access to that webinar, I want you to go to marketlikeamisfit.com and get your spot registered. I will see you there over at marketlikeamisfit.com. Peace!